Blog Talk Radio.
As a nosy person, or are you minding your business because you don't know what to say, who to say it to, or the right way to put it? Or do you fear retaliation? We have to go there. Sometimes people mind their business or they don't say anything because they fear what will happen to them if they speak up. For example, let's say you see somebody get hurt or killed in the hood. You the one who saw it. You was peeping out your window. Just looking out of the window, watching him shoot that. You saw somebody kill somebody. Do you, when the cops come around asking questions, do you speak up and say, yeah, I saw who did it. I saw what they had on. As a matter of fact, I know who they are. I know where they live. I know who their mom is. Some people do it, and most people, I ain't going to say most. I can't speak for that. But a lot of people don't say nothing like, I don't know. You know, that's some street shit, and I'm not into no street shit. And if I get involved, you know, talking about who did what, and then the cops say who said what, and then next thing you know, somebody is coming to me asking me what I said and what's the reason that I said it and what business is it of mine to say something? Yeah, the longest time you can go without saying nothing about something that you don't agree with. Yeah, it's easy to mind your business, or should I say it's easier to mind your business when you're scared to say something in the first place, or when you think that something that you do say is going to come back to bite you in the ass. Well, we going to talk about it, be about it, get involved. These puzzle pieces right now we going to solve. The longest time you can go without saying nothing, What about when something is happened to you or happening to you? Are you going to tell me that you've never been in a situation where somebody was doing something to you that was unfair, that was bad, that was wrong, that may have been abusive, that may have been a whole lot of things except for right? And you may not have spoken up about it at the time. You might have thought like, well, maybe this is just the way the game go. Maybe everybody goes through this. Or you might have thought that, well, maybe it's because I deserve this. Or maybe you didn't tell because you didn't want the person who was doing it to you to get in trouble. Now, I don't want to go into the whole abuse thing because we could spend a whole show on that all by itself. And we have done that. I'm not necessarily interested in doing that tonight. If y'all want to get into it, I understand. Why am I always spelling things wrong on Instagram? This says the Lingus time. I can't. Anyway, all right. The longest time you can go. Matter of fact, it says the Lingus time you can hope. Can I change this shit? Can I edit Instagram? I'm ready to just scrap the whole thing and start all over. Let me see. The Lingus time you can. I can't. All right. Anyway. Yeah. We've probably all been in a situation where somebody was doing something that we didn't like, and we might have been afraid to tell, or we didn't think that telling or speaking up about it would do any good. You know how it is when you feel like the person that's doing wrong or doing something has the majority of people on their side. So you know if you speak up about this person, since this person is so popular, this person is so loved and revered by everybody else, that you know they're going to take his side anyway. They're going to be looking at you sideways like, why you got to be snitching? Why you got to be telling? Why you got to be hating? Meanwhile, you're the one taking the brunt of this abuse. You're the one who's getting shitted on. Somebody might be jerking you out of some money on a regular basis. Somebody might be jerking you out of your money on a regular basis. But you kept your mouth shut because you were making more money than you ever made before. It's just an example. And it's an example that happens sometimes. You may have felt like, well, I'm making more money than I ever made before, so I think I better keep my mouth shut about this. Somebody's skimming a little bit of money off the top and it ain't hurting me that much. It sure is better than going back to what I was doing before. Before I was working at the car wash, you know, living out there living like a Mexican and shit. Wiping off cars. I'm out there living like a Mexican or African, wiping off cars for a living. I can do more than that. Now I'm up here making some real money. $14, $15 an hour. I'm making real money. Sure, we know that's not any real money, but that sure beats a whole hell of a lot out of what the car wash dryer people make because of their illegal alien status and shit. They can't get any real jobs, so they got to do what they got to do. You understand what I'm saying? People who are illegal aliens, they can't always speak up about injustices or wrong things that are done to them because they don't want to be put under the spotlight of INS. Well, there is no INS anymore. They call it ICE. But nonetheless, They don't wanna have to go back home before they can make themselves a decent living here. So they work under the table for very low wages sometimes. Sometimes they get jerked out of money and they can't go to the cops. They can't go to the Better Business Bureau. They can't go anywhere because they're working under the table and they don't want to be put under the spotlight that they came into the country maybe illegally and they are still here illegally under an expired visa and things like that. So they got to keep their mouth shut. Sometimes you might feel like an illegal alien. And here you are, a full-bred, born and bred American citizen. But you're getting shitted on by somebody. So there may be times where you took the high road and got along to get along. Went along to get along, I should say. Yeah. The longest time you can go without saying nothing. I know that I have, and probably you have, all witnessed somewhere around the way some older guy messing around with some younger girl. I know you've seen it. I know I've seen it. I've seen it when I was growing up. Girls my age, 13, 14 years old, messing around with some guy, 20-something years old. And I'm looking like, that ain't right. That ain't right. And of course, he's already having sex with her. She doing it. She is doing it with him. Does her mom know? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. In the cases that the mom did know, you know, the unwritten rule in the hood is if the parents are with it, then everybody else got to shut up. No more talk. No more talk by nobody. Oh, no. Oh, no. If the parents are cool with it, then guess what? The cops are not going to get involved. No way. Nobody going to say nothing. That is a total rap. But you might not have agreed with it. Like, yo, what's going on here? This 22-year-old man is messing around. Okay, this 22-year-old, maybe college student or grown man living on his own, already out of high school for 4 years, is messing around with this high school freshman. Ain't nobody going to say nothing? Well, shoot, if the grown-ups around here are okay with it, who am I as a child to say anything? The longest time you can go without saying nothing. How long are you going to go? And how will this spill over into other areas of your life? How long will you go without saying anything about something that you don't agree with? Since we're talking about the longest time you can go without saying nothing, how long can you go? When you're in the power position, you probably speak up like this. But when you're in a position where you know that you're going to get some pushback, and you may even get some retaliation or something like that, you have to make a calculated move. Yeah, you see all of them cats selling drugs on the corner, but you're not on drugs. What business is it of yours? As long as they're not robbing nobody's houses, breaking in people's cars, or, you know, causing any further neighborhood destruction and damage, well, let them go ahead and sell their drugs. People want to get high, whether they sell drugs on my block or whether they sell it on somebody else's block. They're going to get sold somewhere, so it's okay for them to sell it on your block, right? Mm-hmm. See, me personally, I'm not against drug selling. I am against drug violence, though. And it just so happens that the two go hand in hand. You can't have a situation where people are getting funds illegally and there won't be any violence. No way. Shoot. You'll barely have any situation where millions or billions of dollars are being made and there's not going to be any violence. I don't care whether it's legal or illegal. But definitely on the illegal side of things, you're going to have incidents of violence pretty frequently. White collar crime, the violence gets swept under the rug and masked as something else. You know, something like an oil company does some offshore drilling and destroys a whole coast of an area and totally destroys the wildlife in the area. You know, does damage untold of how much damage. It's untold of how far in the future the ecosystem in that area will be damaged. We don't know. How do we know COVID-19 isn't coming from the BP oil spill of 2010? We don't know. We don't know. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. Nobody's telling. The longest you can go without saying nothing, you can best believe that the people who are making all of those millions and billions of dollars, they're not opening up their mouth to say nothing. Nothing, not a word. Mum's the word. And they can pay to keep that from even going on the news in a negative way. But they'll make sure that their cleanup efforts get televised. Like, oh, no, we fixed the problem. No, you let that oil spill for 2 weeks. Or was it longer? How long was the BP oil spill? That was just the BP oil spill. Exxon, yeah, listen. Anyway, the longest you can go without saying nothing. How long can you go? What are the parameters of your secrecy? Or of your silence? Of you minding your business? How long can you go? 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 Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious pearl. I mean, world's most greatest, most precious and greatest pearl in the world. And my brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Ansel Jones says, until I feel it's going to put someone in relationship danger. Well. Ansel Jones also says, don't put people business in the street. Well, what about when people put their own business in the street? Like I said, in the case of the 22-year-old man, I'm being nice with the 22 because I've seen worse. I've seen worse. 2017, I remember seeing this dude was 50 years old, a whole 50. And he was messing around with this chick, 17 years old. And I'm like, ain't nobody going to say nothing about this. He might have been 16, 17. I was like, come on, man. What in the Mormon community? What? Nobody was saying nothing. That was his girl. 50 years old. Messing around with 17-year-old. I wouldn't give a shit if she was 20. It's a little much for me. It's a little much for me. Now this wasn't in my neighborhood. I'm visiting somebody from this neighborhood. And I got put on, like, yeah, you see the little young girl out here? The dude that's pulling up, that's her man. He's 50 years old. She's 16, 17, some shit. She was under 18. I remember that clearly. He bought her stuff, you know. Had a look out there looking nice, bought her nice clothes, jewelry, stuff like that. I'm like, oh. Just like he would do his granddaughter, huh? Okay. All right. Okay. That's what we doing. Annette Davis, the number one. How you doing, Ma? Thanks for coming on through. It's good to see you. That's two times this year. Yay! Shirley Shaw says, it depends on how often I have the encounter. I have to encounter that person's actions. If I see them daily, then I have to say something right away. Interesting. My brother from another mother, Narasil, says, I miss my old head. It's been a year now since his transition. He said to me, trust yourself better than you trust me. Trust yourself better than you trust me. I hear that. TK Wright says, I'm on the committee for justice and equality, so I say something fairly soon. Okay. She also says, simple things like stealing pens from work. I mind my business. Yeah, I can dig it. Might be a personalized pen, though. Not much it costs to get a pen engraved. Do you know? Just saying. Annette Davis says, forgive me. I've been working on myself. I'm almost done. That is dope. And so Jones says, I was 18 when I seen 18-year-old women messing with 40-year-old men.
They're grown. It's weird to see that at that age.
Yeah, it is. 18, legally, the law can't step in and say nothing. But anything after 18, I mean, anything before 18, I don't care if you're 17 and a half. I don't care if your birthday is on Saturday. You get caught with that, you get caught with that man today. Yeah, there's a problem. There's a problem. Well, as long as you can go without saying nothing, you know, we all choose our battles. And I don't have no problem with that. We all choose our battles. We decide when we're going to speak and what we're going to speak about. Nobody else can determine that for us. Nobody can determine that. But sometimes I think that we don't even determine that for ourselves. Now, that I take issue with. How is it that you can't even decide whether you should say something about something that you don't agree with? You know you don't agree with it, but you're not sure if you should say something. Well, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get such and such in trouble. But just like ASL was saying, you know, don't put people's business in the street. They putting their own business in the street. Everybody acting like they don't see it. And it's right there. Shit. You know, if you really think about the things that I've seen people snitch about, okay, car insurance is fairly expensive in the city of Philadelphia. So sometimes people used to if they had family in Jersey, they would use somebody's Jersey license plate or their address in order to get the cheaper insurance. So your car has Jersey plates on it or Delaware plates on it, and you living here in Philadelphia. Well, somebody see, oh, that's such and such car. They got a nice car. How come they got how come they got Jersey plates? How come they got Delaware plates? You think they ain't make that call? They did. They did. They made the call. Now, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. But I guess they feel like, well, look, because I live here and I gotta pay this high-ass insurance just like everybody else around here who has Pennsylvania pet plates. Well, your car, your foreign car can't live on this block, taking up parking spots. You don't even live here. There's no defense for that either. Once they call Philadelphia Parking Authority, the city or whatever, and they say, well, listen, I have reason to believe that my next door neighbor has a car registered at another address and is parking on his block every day, taking up parking spaces. I think that's unfair to the people who to the tax-paying citizens on this block who find it hard to find a parking space when they come home at night or whatever, or when they come home from work and they have to pay park all the way around the corner because this Jersey or Delaware car is taking up our spots. Yeah, they hating. They straight hating. But they said, oh, no, I'm not having it. At least they let their conviction take them wherever it is that they wanted to go. Wherever it is they want to go. Miss Elma. Miss Elma on the block. You know if she caught you freaking in the corner, if y'all girls out there, y'all little fast ass little girls, letting that boy grind on you on your porch. Miss Elma from across the street saw you letting that boy grind on you from across the street, or around the side of your house. Miss Elma saw you doing that shit. She was speaking up about it immediately. She might have told you, oh, no, hell no. My. Annette. And you know how it is when the old lady from around the way, you know, used to reprimand you. She doing it with love and shit. But at the same time, she was hating. That wasn't even your mom. You knew she was going to tell your mom. But first, she getting to you. Like, what? I can't believe this. Why are you letting that boy do that to you? That is, I'm so disappointed in you.
And you like, but he was cute, and that's my boyfriend. I like him, but you right, Miss Elmer. I should at least did it downstairs in the basement, but my mom said I couldn't have no company, so we was on the porch. I promise it won't happen again, and it didn't happen again because she preyed on your guilt. She preyed on your guilt. You knew you was wrong, even though it felt right. That boy was, he was rock hard. Rock hard. Grinding on your ass or all on your leg or whatever. You felt it. You felt his jaw. It was hard and hot. It was hot through the pants. Like, oh my God, you ready to give me the hot stick. He certainly was. But he scattered when he saw Miss Elma, you know, Miss Elma, you know, when she started fussing. He's like, oh, no, I listen, babe, I'm going to call you later on. Don't forget to put the phone under the pillow so it don't be all loud. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Annette Davis says, my mom almost stabbed me some, my mom almost stabbed some 40-year-old for calling me slim goodies. I was about 15 at the time. Something tells me you probably was a slim goodie. He probably was accurate. And your mom might have known it too. Like, yeah, she's slim. But she ain't going to be no goody. There's only one way you can know if she a goody, and you ain't going to find out. And I don't like you appreciating no goody over here. Slim, yeah. No, goody. What? The funny thing about it is, Annette, it's amazing that you knew he was 40 years old. How did you know that? How did you know? Did you know? Maybe you did. And then David says, I had Miss Bertha, and she was lying half the time. Okay, all right. Nobody was grinding, Omar. I may have been kissing, but no grinding. Well, you know kissing leads to grinding, Annette. Everybody knows that. First you kiss, then hands start wandering. You know, they go around your back, down to your butt. Start feeling on your legs, or somehow your zipper open, or he get down, past your waistline, and he finger popping and all little ears finger popping. Oh my God, I got this. Listen. You know you get the finger popping. You know when you finger popping some real, you're like, oh my God, my finger's about to nut. Mess around and your fingernail pop off. Like, you ever, listen, Nars, Ansel, you ever finger pop a chick? You ever finger pop a chick and you hear it? Like your finger's swimming. You're like, I got to, oh my God. I got to get in here. I'm going to die if I don't get this. I'm going to die. And she all, she knows she ain't got no business letting you finger pop like that. But y'all started off with a kiss. A penny for your thoughts, a nickel for your kiss. Time you tell me that you love me. Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for a kiss. Time if you tell me. Shout out to all y'all women out there who used to let them boys finger pop y'all in the movies. You know, where you wearing a skirt to the movies. Getting finger popped all crazy. Panties looking all crazy when you got home. You might not have gave him none. But he got something. He got a finger cum. He bust a finger nut. Shout out to the women out there who actually bust They actually came off of fame. Like, yo, you're the best finger I ever met. He got to love me. Nobody, no man can finger me. And like he fingered me with love. Like a James Bond movie, finger me with love. Goldfinger.
So in one time in band camp, no doubt. Let me see. Uh-oh. And that says he was a friend of my mom's boyfriend. That's how I know.
Never mind.
I was just asking. I was just asking. And that says, a finger nut, you crazy. Yeah, I mean, that's how you see. You ain't no man. You don't understand. You don't understand what it's like to almost bust a finger nut. Like, oh, my God. Yeah, fingers. Your fingernails might have been dirty on a regular. Now them motherfuckers clean them up. You like, ooh, you just look manicured. Look at those nail beds. That girl clean as a whistle. Her mama taught her how to wash herself right. She clean. Anyway, the longest time you can go without saying nothing. Did you tell your girlfriends that boy was finger popping you all crazy and that you almost bust from him just popping you? Did you tell? Probably ain't say nothing. Too busy thinking to yourself like, no, then she might let him finger pop her. No. He ain't finger popping nobody except for me. He ain't finger popping nobody except for me. No, no, no. For your hands only. Only for you. Emily Dunlap in the house on Instagram side. She says, I had to use that finger nut comment in talking to the crew on Hot 7. I'm just saying. Bust a finger nut. They ain't gonna know what you're talking about. Only Sun 752 can illustrate to y'all exactly how, you know, it used to go. See, I know I was in those scenarios where y'all was. I wasn't there physically, but you know, I was there. See, you was buying products from Finger Hut, but privately you was busting a finger nut. Different prices, different catalog. I got it at Finger Nut. Finger Hut. I got it at Finger Hut. Oh my God. I'm getting flashbacks. I'm fucking getting flashbacks. A penny for your thoughts, a nickel for your kiss. Dime if you tell me that you love me. Penny for your thoughts, a nickel for your kiss. Dime if you tell me that you pop me. So, Norris Hill says, buffering set me back. What I miss? Oh, you missed some good stuff. Rats, Norris, I was calling on you. I was calling on you. So, I went too long without telling someone how I truly felt about them. Oh. Wow. The longest time you can go without saying nothing. You can be in an uncomfortable situation. You might not say nothing. You could be in a situation where you are comfortable, but uncomfortable because you know it's wrong, but it's feeling right. You know, like a situation where you might be messing around with somebody else's girl or somebody else's man. But you like, damn, I can see how come the person got them as a number one. I know I shouldn't be messing around with them, but yeah, that shit's so much fun. And I wouldn't want to be the one that somebody was doing that to, but here I am. And at the end of the day, I really don't give a damn about the other
person. I gotta have me a piece and a slice. And I'ma get that shit because she makes it feel nice. And I'm going to see him Friday night. He's coming on through, and you know what we're going to do. We go out, he has fun, he talks to me, and then we get it done. And we have a nice time, and I can't leave that shit around. I gotta leave it alone at this time. The longest you can go without saying nothing. Why you not saying nothing? Before the show, I'm gonna just tell you about this. Before the show came on tonight, I was busy arguing with somebody online. All right, I'm gonna tell y'all what the conversation was. My man put up a post and he said people from other states think that Chester is Philadelphia. Chester is a suburb of Philadelphia. You know, it's a little rough. It's a rough little suburban town. You know, a lot of my family is from Chester. I know a lot about Chester. A lot about Chester. Spent a lot of time in my younger years and my adult years in Chester, visiting, you know, whatever. So, you know, he was pretty much dissing Chester, like, you know, y'all ain't from Philly. I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, being from Philly ain't like it used to be. I used to wear that shit like a badge of honor, but this city ain't shit no more. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. Ain't no perks coming from Philly. And what? What? So you paying ridiculously high rent for some shit that ain't worth it? Just because some dude from out of town came over here and some people from out of town came over here and raised the property values and the rent and you know, all that old bullshit. This city don't do nothing but take your money now. But the crazy part about it is the person who wrote the post ain't from Philly his goddamn self. He wasn't born in Philly. He's lived in other states. But I'm like, you ain't from Philly. Yeah, but I've been in Philly for most of my life. I'm like, nah. You done messed up. You done messed up. See, I could have let him just live on that post. I was like, nope.
Emily says a young lady made a song, and she got people in their feelings. She's saying, Decatur ain't Atlanta. Oh, Stone Mountain ain't Atlanta, along with other places surrounding Atlanta. People big mad about that.
Well, Decatur ain't Atlanta. Stone Mountain ain't Atlanta. College Park ain't Atlanta. Buckhead ain't Atlanta. Atlanta is I've never been to Atlanta. But from what I hear, it's a little, they'll let people call anything Atlanta. What's up with that? It's to the point where I'm like, well, what part of Atlanta is Atlanta? Because every time somebody from some other state moves to Atlanta, you get their address and it don't say Atlanta on it. I mean, like, well, where you live? Oh, well, we say Atlanta because it's in the Atlanta area. I'm like, well, you can do that? Cause you can't do that in Detroit, you can't do that in New York. Speaking of New York, somebody that's allegedly from New York talking about some people from other places think that Manhattan is New York. Manhattan is not New York. You got to go to the other four boroughs. I was like, what do you mean Manhattan ain't New York? Manhattan is the only New York. There is no other NYC. NYC is Manhattan, Harlem. That's it. The other four boroughs, it used to only be four boroughs. Then they let Staten Island get in. It used to be four boroughs, not five. Yeah, they just let anybody. Next thing you know, Long Island going to be NYC. But Queens, Bronx, Brooklyn are not New York City. The 212 is New York City. That's Manhattan. That's where the money come from. That's even KRS-One said it. Manhattan keep on making it. And it's the truth. How you gonna say Manhattan, not the New York? Not the real New York. What? New York is all gentrified now. What? I could have shut up about that, but I didn't. And when I wrote that on the post, he was like, well, it might have been like, it was like that back in the day, but not now. I'm like, why you think Harlem niggas act the way they do? Because they the real New York. The real New York. They'll tell you in a heartbeat, like, we Harlem. This is the, when people come from other states, when they used to come to other states to buy pussy and drugs, they came to Harlem. They didn't go to Bronx. Maybe if they lived out Westchester. Yonkers or something. People got their own versions of shit now. They just got their own versions. No, it says I can see how finger nut can fly over somebody when you meant to say. And then David says, you will make a song out of anything. No, these songs write themselves, and that they do. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than me. God is ordaining me to write these songs. He's giving me, he put the pen in my hand. He's like, write, nigga. Shout out, speaking of writing, shout out to girls back in the day who had really good penmanship but couldn't spell. Like, you know how girls, you know, you see the way they write. First of all, they words, they letters used to be all big. You know how, whether you had wide ruled paper and or college ruled paper, like girls would take up the whole space. Boys would have this little writing. But girls would have these big writing. I'd be like, yo, that is really good penmanship, but they spelled all the words wrong. It's the secret of femininity. Like, you can write well, but you're dumb. It's pretty cool. Anyway. All right. Shirley Cheryl says, I had a friend who smelled like underarms. Didn't know how to tell them. I took too long to tell them, and we almost ended up fighting. Emily says, God called you a nigga. Hell yeah. What else would he call me? Listen. Let me tell you something, Emily. You say God knows your heart. Well, God knows I'm a nigga. Even Steven. God knows your heart when you're doing wrong or not actively doing right or keeping your mouth shut when you need to speak. God knows your heart. God knows I'm a nigga. He'd be like, this nigga here. Divine ass nigga. Oh, well. One thing God don't say. He don't be mincing words and trying to be all politically correct like N-word. No, God don't do that. God, like in the Bible, the word is hard. The word is direct. The word is powerful. We don't N-word in the Bible. My word is nigga for that man in the purple today. Okay, so Cheryl says, yes, and that I didn't want to hurt their feelings and wound up doing it anyway. And it says, when I was living in California, I would tell people where I was from. I would tell them, and they would ask me, where's that close to? And I would have to say Camden or Philadelphia. Well, they're not going to know Camden, but they're going to know Philadelphia. So it makes sense to me that other people from other states, I mean, if you live in a suburb, that they're going to claim the most recognizable place. But now it makes me wonder, like, do people who live in Georgia near Augusta, if they live outside of Augusta, do they be like, I live in Augusta? And they don't really live in Augusta? Or is it just an Atlanta thing? See, California is different. L.A. is not a place. L.A. is a county. So whether you live in Rosecrans, whether you live in Pasadena, whether you live in Compton, whether you live in Watts, like when they be talking about some downtown L.A., I'm like, what's a downtown L.A.? Is downtown a city? What is downtown L.A.? Hollywood, Beverly Hills is part of L.A. L.A. County. It's a big-ass county. But if you live in Long Beach, you don't live in L.A. because you live in the LBC, Long Beach County. So it's a little different. I was 15 or 16 before I found out what county Philadelphia was in. It's in Philadelphia County. I didn't know that shit as a kid. Nobody ever talked like that. We didn't talk like that. The county, city, and county of Philadelphia. It is what it is. So if you live in Norristown, or you live in Chester, or you live in Upper Darby, whatever, you know, you don't live in Philly. You live in Delaware County, or if you live in, well, Norristown and Abington, Jenkintown, and all that kind of stuff. That's Montgomery County. Doesn't really matter. This ain't no place. I hate to say it, but this ain't no place to be from no more. The city ain't shit. All they do is steal your money. You know what I mean? Lock you up over dumb shit. Take all your money. Tax you on dumb shit. You can't even get grocery bags at the damn grocery store. How can you not get grocery bags at a grocery store? And that's a city law now. What kind of bullshit is that? No, I ain't proud to be from Philadelphia no more. Fuck this city. They need to start giving back. All they do is take. Sick of this shit. Not defending them no more. They're going to have to fix this government. I'm not defending this bullshit no more. I'm sick of it. Tired of it. Queen Monica. All right, we got to get up out of here. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious March 25th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make it feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Votis Sherman. Happy birthday to you, Votis. And also, Jamie Laisha Shepherd turning 40 years old today. And wait a minute. Well, let me get this right. Dolbay Sutton turning 44 years old today. And Donald Lyons turning 57 years old today. And Joyce Amamgo Akagu, happy birthday to you. And Adeyemi Bola Ayoke, happy birthday to you. And Taisha Bernard, happy birthday to you. And Winston V. Watson, turning 37 years old today. And last but not least, my girl from Penn State, going all the way back to the 1989, Carla Smith Clanigan, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious March 25th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And any to any to... anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, run it on down, bring it. How long you gonna go without saying nothing about something you know that ain't right? You know you went a long time without saying nothing. You know what I mean? Trying to protect the guilty. You wasn't protecting the innocent. If you was protecting the innocent, you gonna feel good about it. I'm talking about that stuff that you knew. You didn't say nothing about, and you had to question yourself about why you ain't say nothing. Like, why? My mama ain't raised me to be silent. Why ain't say nothing? You might have been scared. You might have been unprepared. You might have went where nobody ever thought you dare. But you can always change it. You can always make it a little bit different than it is now. You know, it's not where you start. It's where you finish. And there's always a chance that you can finish strong, but you got to get up on your shit. You know, if you really believe in something, whether you speak up about it or not, is normally the test of what you believe and how strongly you believe in it. Look, I ain't mad at you. You know what I mean? We all have to deal with the decisions that we make in our lives. And trust and believe, there have been times when I kept my mouth shut when I should have spoke up, and there are times I spoke up when I should have shut right the hell up. But still I rise, man, and we gonna try it again. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all back to life. I want to thank y'all for coming through. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I hope y'all enjoy listening to the show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. I will be back tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. Y'all know the time now. 1 p.m. tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon. So make sure y'all come through for the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. It's going to be a stone gas, honey. All right, so for my blog talkers, let me get you out of here. You know how we do, and you know that I really care. And for my Instagrammers, if I slam my jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar. Peace, blog talk. Yeah.